My name is Brenner Holloman. I have a new life in Christ. I'm recovering from alcoholism and seeking the approval of man. I grew up in a home with loving parents. They were there for me when I needed them and supported me in all my endeavors. Whether it was sports or making friends, they were great at encouraging me to be a good kid overall. However, going to church or having a relationship with God was not something my family did. I did not know what it meant to have a personal relationship with God. I was under the belief that if you were simply a good person, you would go to heaven. My parents found a lot of their identity in how well me and my siblings performed, and often only shared their approval of me when I did well in school or sports. This resulted in me doing anything and everything to make myself look good on paper and in front of others. I cheated in school and to get good grades and feared losing the approval of others. So I said yes to doing anything and everything that was offered to me and found myself in many relationships where I used sex for feeling the approval of women. Seeking affirmation from people rather than affirmation from God was an exhausting way to live. And the love of God was something that I was blind to. This desire to become something I wasn't for the approval of others appeared heavily in alcohol consumption. At the age of 14, I discovered the power alcohol had to turn me into someone I wasn't and to temporarily escape the pressure to perform for the approval of others. I was quickly entangled in the snare that alcohol can have on people. I was addicted to the thrill and excitement that came with a carefree evening of drinking with others and seeing where the night would take us. However, there was just something different about the way that I consumed alcohol compared to those around me. I abused it. I thought it was normal to black out every time I drank and to drink until I physically couldn't anymore. This inability to control my level of consumption each time I drank led to my first alcohol-related arrest during my senior year of high school. And you would think that spending the night in jail at the age of 18 would be somewhat of a wake-up call, but this was only the start of a long and winding path that God knew that I needed to travel down for me to recognize my desperate need for a Savior. In the same route of wanting to gain my parents' approval, after high school, I enrolled at the same university that they attended and joined the same fraternity that my dad was in. Now that I was out of the control of my parents, I was free to do whatever I desired and no longer had to hide it. And my desire for the approval of others led me to try whatever drug that was offered or drink as much or as often as I wanted to. My addictions continued to snowball, leading to several more alcohol and drug-related arrests and even being kicked out of school for a semester. Deep down, I knew that something was wrong, that a 20-year-old shouldn't have to drink, smoke, or swallow any kind of pill to sleep at night or to avoid having cold sweats or crippling anxiety. I simply was existing without hope or purpose. But in the midst of my search for satisfaction in drugs and alcohol and sex and seeking the approval of others, God and his kindness used several of my now closest friends to share the gospel of Jesus Christ with me. They saw how broken I was in my sin, and they still loved me, not for who I became under the influence of substances, but simply for who I was in my natural state. They were different from the so-called friends I had before. They had a spirit of joy that I lacked, and they found it in a relationship with God rather than worldly things. And that was a profound mystery that I had never seen before. God continued to pursue me through these obedient Christians, and during my junior year of college, God removed what it felt like shingles over my eyes and revealed to me my desperate need for him and how I was separated from him. And I just felt the weight of my sin. There was nothing that I could do to earn my way to salvation, but the work was already finished through the cross. And Jesus graciously died the death that I deserved and defeated death. And rose from the grave 3 days later so that a selfish sinner like myself could have a relationship with the Father. I simply needed to accept that truth and repent from my old way of life. Romans 6:23 says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus, my Lord." After coming to faith in Christ, God began a work in me. He was pruning habits that I had formed over time that were not glorifying to him. And in Romans 12, verse 2, it says, "Do not conform any longer to the patterns of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you'd be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will." However, for a reason that I now look back on as a blessing from him, there was one habit that seemed more difficult to shake than the others. It was my inability to control my alcohol consumption. Even though I was experiencing new life in Christ, it was extremely frustrating that I couldn't outgrow this immaturity of mine. I often thought to myself, isn't God supposed to heal my addictive personality so that I can casually have a beer or two without getting drunk? And after almost 2 years of wrestling with that, with God, about this gray area of my life and questioning whether I could control my alcohol consumption or not, I heard about regeneration. A good friend of mine had invited me to go with him to simply check it out, and that was my original intent when I walked in the doors December of 2020. In the back of my mind, I thought to myself that regen was only for extreme sinners and that there was probably a better way for me to find how I could control my alcohol consumption issue. But I could not have been more wrong. During my first night of regen, I sat in a circle of other first-time guests and heard brave men share their struggles openly, and I couldn't help but resonate with each of them in some way or another. As I continued to show up to regen on Monday nights, God and his kindness softened my heart in step one, admitting that I was powerless to alcohol and my desire to please others. And once God was able to break down my pride, I humbly admitted this truth, God would continue to peel back the layers and shed light on some of the roots of my sin struggles. God used the 12 steps of regen to reveal my imperfections and use them as a daily reminder of my constant need for a perfect Savior. 1 Corinthians 6:12 says, "Everything is permissible for me, but not all things are helpful. Everything is lawful for me, but I will not become the slave of anything or be brought under its power." In the fall of 2021, I commenced from regen, and today I am over 3 years sober from alcohol, almost about to be 4 years sober, and the the enemy desperately wants me to believe that I've graduated from regen and that there isn't a need for me to live out the steps anymore. Yet step 12 tells us to continue working the steps and abiding with the Lord daily. And this is a step that I so easily forget. But God and his loving kindness, when I don't make room for him, causes my heart to thirst for him, to thirst for time with him. The psalmist in Psalm 42 verses 1 and 2 poetically says, "As the deer pants for streams of water, so my soul pants for you, my God. My soul thirsts for you, for the living God. When can I go and meet with God?" And this is a beautiful reminder of my daily need for a Savior, because left to my own devices, I know I'll spiral down a path of destruction that leads to death. Galatians 1:10 says, "Am I now trying to win the approval of man or of God? Or am I trying to please people? If I were still trying to please man, I would not be a servant of Christ." And it gives me great joy to now serve within this ministry and meet guys where they are and when they first come into these doors. And as those brave men share their current struggles and what led them through those doors, my heart can't help but smile in anticipation of the transformation I know God is capable of doing in their lives as he did in mine. So if you only remember one thing from God's story in my life tonight, I want you guys to know that God created you exactly the way that he intended, and he did not make a mistake in you. He wants to use your imperfections and shortfalls to glorify himself. My name is Brenner Holloman. I have a new life in Christ, and I'm recovering from alcoholism and seeking the approval of man, and to God be all the glory.